ophthalmologist, Dr. Michael Cooney, joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Cooney. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So we're talking today this morning about, because May is Healthy Vision Month, let's talk about getting vision screenings and sort of things that we can find out by looking into our eyes. What are some of the things that doctors see when they look in there?
Well, I agree. Since May is Healthy Vision Month, the single most important thing to get across here today, Bruce, is that every person over the age of 50 should once a year go in for a full dilated eye examination with an ophthalmologist to be screened for a whole host of eye problems that are associated with age that they may not be aware are even going on.
Now, the one that we hear a lot is age-related macular degeneration. Why is it age-related? What is the connection there?
So age-related macular degeneration, abbreviated AMD, is associated with age. So it is the leading cause of vision loss in people over the age of 50 in the United States, and the number of people having it are growing. And with each advancing decade that you live, your chance of having it grows up. So age is the biggest risk factor. We don't know exactly why that is, but it is. As well as being female, Caucasians, and your family history also has a big role to play in that.
What are some of the symptoms? What's happening to our eyes that we're being affected?
So early on with what's called dry macular degeneration, which is the type that everyone starts with, people may not have any vision symptoms whatsoever. Most will not, which increases the need for the dilated eye examination to be screened for it because it's very easy for your doctor to look and see whether or not you have it. If you have more advanced macular degeneration, the type that steals most of the vision, which is called wet AMD, things that are normally straight might be curved or wavy, or you might have a new blank spot in the center part of your vision that does not go away. Those are common symptoms of wet AMD, which can cause irreversible vision loss if it's not detected and treated early.
Doctor, why do we call it wet?
So wet refers to what happens there is little blood vessels start to grow in areas where they're not supposed to be, underneath your retina, which is a very sensitive part of your eye. And they can leak, they can bleed, and they can cause scarring. And that's why it's called wet. And those things can cause significant and rapid loss of vision, which can be irreversible.
May is Healthy Vision Month. We're talking with Dr. Michael Cooney about our vision. What are some of the things we can do now to take care of our eyes later or just continue on to keep them as healthy as possible?
So awareness is first and foremost. Getting in for a dilated eye examination to be screened is second. If you're told to have any type of macular degeneration or if you have a family history or things to decrease the risk of it, not smoking, eating well, exercise, controlling your blood pressure, exercise and weight loss, all of those things that are generally good for taking care of your heart are also very good for taking care of your retina and for macular degeneration.
What kind of treatment is done for the AMD?
So early on, if you have the dry form of AMD, vitamin therapy has been proven through National Eye Institute trial studies to actually be beneficial for some patients, and patients should check with their doctor if that's right for them. If you have the more advanced wet macular degeneration, there are good treatment options available, and again, patients should consult with their doctor to see what's available and what might be right for them.
Where's a good place to get some information about all we've talked about just to get the specifics and see other things that could be affecting our eyes?
Yeah, Bruce, there's a great website, www.getEyeSmart.org, which has a wealth of additional information.